See the exploding infinities, hack the cosmogonic, grok the unfathomable conundrums, and expose extramundane perplexities of our apathetic universe. All that and more when you hack the universe. Now, here's your host, Harold Brutus Black.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Hack Shack, ladies, gentlemen, and assorted trans-dimensional freeloaders. Now, apparently, I've been tasked by the powers that be at the Galactic Radio Network to do what they're calling a musical sampler of Earth's greatest music, wait for it, for alien outreach. Let me translate that for you. You want me to sit here like some kind of interstellar DJ spinning a crash course in Earth's musical styles for hypothetical space-tripping squid-faced sentience. As if Marvin the Martian's out there with an old Walkman going. Oh, yes. Hack, please explain the nuanced differences between bluegrass and Zydeco. Look, I've been working with these GRN jokers for a few years now, and from time to time, they've got me doing some strange-ass show. Each one worse than the last. Remember the debacle we had last year with the Mute Telepath episode? Yeah, that was GRN all the way. Folks, and now I'm supposed to be Earth's cultural ambassador to Cosmos. Newsflash. I don't buy it. Sure, their money spends fine. Solid Earth currency? Not counterfeit, at least not yet. But that doesn't mean I've got to roll over and be their one-man dog and pony show. So what's the angle, huh? Why does a galactic radio network really need an Earth music sampler? We may never know, though those folks are pros at ghosting, and I still haven't figured out who's really pulling the strings behind it. But you know what really gets me about this whole teach the aliens about Earth music scam? It's too convenient, too neat. The Galactic Radio Network doesn't give a rat's backside about whether some Bud Martian understands Delta blues versus Norwegian death metal. What they really want is to track us, to map the synapses, to chart the brainwaves, to measure how the average hack listener's gray matter twitches when I play honky-tonk, piano riff, a polka accordion solo. Yeah, you heard me brainwashing. That's the long con. Slip the rhythms into your subconscious, bend your dopamine receptors just right, and suddenly you're all humming along to the GRN jingle, while marching in lockstep to whatever otherworldly agenda they've got in the pipeline. Note to self, book Dr. Emilio or Izardo for a future episode.
Lizardo.
He's the only guy I trust who can explain brainwave hijacking while wearing toeless shoes and quoting Orson Welles. That's the level of expertise we need, people. Either way, I guess we're doing it. So buckle up, space cadets.
Space cadets.
K-dates. Space cadets.
Space cadets.
Whatever. You know what I mean, because you're about to get 30-plus minutes begrudging cultural export while I quietly rock up overtime on GRN's dime.
It's time for mailbag.
Skip it. I've got too much music and not enough time. Here we go. First up, a good friend of mine from way back in the day. This guy loaned me my first guitar when I was just getting started. I give you none other than the legendary Colby Jack McGraw. Straight from Malibu Ranch, I give you Dick Dale Boogie.
Thank you.
Fun facts about Colby Jack McGraw. He is the only musician.
Earth musician.
What? The only Earth musician to have been inducted into both the Surfing Cowboy Hall of Fame and the Big Rig Surfing Hall of Fame. Yes, folks, he did it all back in the day. Surfing waves by day and leaping from overpasses onto passing big rig trucks by night to surf the freeways of Southern California. Next up, our old nemesis, the Forces of Evil. Honestly, I thought this band finally fallen off the face of the earth and straight into some volcanic pit in hell. Huh. Nope. Turns out they're still out there, pounding away at their brand of metal. You know what? I'll admit that this trek isn't half bad. Here it is, it's fire in our hands. In case you didn't notice, Evil Robot Head, the Forces of Evil is an all-woman metal band. Front and center, you've got Angel Blood Fury. Yeah, not her real name, but tell that to her fan, Colt. She handles lead vocals and synths, conjuring those eerie string melodies that crawl right under your skin, like some half-dead tarantula.
Huh.
No. I'll admit there's a little history here. Back in the 90s, when I was screaming my chainsaw out with the clergy. We actually sold out stadiums before. New metal killed everything. The forces of evil was our bitter rival. We'd battle for stage slots, steal each other's roadies and equipment. And once, I swear to God, they replaced our stage fog with tear gas. That was in Cleveland, 1994. Absolute chaos. We never got along. The clergy versus the forces of evil was like the Hatfields and McCoys of Blast Beats and Mohawks. Angel Blood Fury had this knack for undercutting us with those theatrical, almost operatic melodies. We'd come out swinging heavy, and she'd float in with a ghostly synth line, and the crowd would melt. I hated it. Still kinda do. So yeah, rivalry aside, here they are. Still pounding away decades later. While I'm stuck explaining Pentagon snail procurements and Sasquatch shampoo. Funny how life turns out.
Your life is hilarious.
Shut up. Speaking of opera, let's listen to one of Earth's most revered art forms, opera, as performed by the CCCF.
Taken for lovers all, our family causes us harm. They treat our love like doggy do. What can we do? Rack 'em good, rack 'em hard. You know you should. They're a bunch of love.
Your shoes are heavy. They come with spikes. You know you're deadly. You're a sight. Wrecking the enemy.
Is love your life so?
Rack 'em good,
rack 'em hard. You know you should. They're a bunch of blood. Rack 'em good, rack 'em hard. You know you should. Bunch of lads, stomp on their balls, make 'em shod. Real hard enemy.
Stomp them into the ground.
I know what you're thinking. The CCCF.
CCCP.
Not CCCP, that's the old Soviet Union. No, the CCCF is the cybernetic clergy clones from the future.
Oh brother, not them again.
100+ member band of psychos and clergy wannabes. I always get a kick out of listening to their bastardized covers of our songs. Kudos. This next track's a little personal for me. You all remember X, the clergy's resident fixer-upper and organ player. The mad genius who rigged up Joe's electric triangle and helped me fine-tune my musical chainsaw. Yeah, that X. Before he was running with us, X had this half-baked pseudo-band back in the 70s with some random record store janitor, who I only ever called Old Blues Dude. Never caught his real name, didn't matter. What mattered was the guy's history. Back in the 50s down in New Orleans, he was a monster Delta blues guitarist, the real deal. But then came a freak fireworks accident. Long story short, the guy wound up totally deaf. And when you're deaf, playing guitar for money gets tricky. So he ditched the stage, moved to New York, and swept floors in a music shop. But at night, when no one was watching, he pounded on drums. Why? Because the only music he could still feel was the rhythm rattling through his bones. That was his way of screaming back at the universe. Something I can relate to. Years later, X hooks him up with another guitarist who could hear, and together they built this raw, bone-deep blues story. So here he is, pouring out what's left of his heart. Blues in my bones.
What did you say? Oh, I can't hear you, 'cause I'm deaf. Oh, can hear you 'cause I'm deaf. Deaf, I give away up and tell you it sucks being deaf. When the world goes silent, I feel the rhythm inside. Lord, in the darkness, but I still take my stride. Got my guitar with me, strings bring my pain. Though I can't hear the tunes, I can still feel the rain. Woo, you mean my soul. I feel blues in my bones, baby. Echoes of the past, they haunt me in the night. But I strum my sorrow until I find the light. Feel every heartbeat in this cold, long town. But these heavy rhythms, I'll never back down. Ooh, yes, me and my soul. I feel blues in my bones, babe. Through this silence, I find my way home. Well, every fret I've been the home breaking the chain. Even though I sound, my heart knows the pain. What for, 'cause I can't see and hear, but this pulse in my chest keep the rhythm clear. Ooh, yes, me and my soul. I feel blues in my bones, babe. Through the silence, I find my way home.
Apparently, I've been running my mouth too much. Bless me and my soul. So, let's get on with it. Next track comes off an album cover. So beat to hell, I can't even read the band's name. Looks like I Done Oh Blah Blah featuring Grandma's Funk Organ. Whatever. Here it is, Groove on the River by. Let's just say Grandma's Funk Organ.
Ha ha!
Now, the label swore it was funk, but my ears picked up more than a little blues sneaking in there. Earth blues, to be precise. And speaking of that, why don't we keep the train rolling with another cut from old Colby Jack McGraw. This one's a dusty gem called Chromium Cowboy. So, what the hell genre is this McGraw character anyway? You're probably asking yourself that right now. Being the good little galactic citizens, you are hungry for knowledge about all things Earth. Well, here's the big reveal. Who the hell knows? Genres are just boxes. And good music doesn't care about your damn boxes. Colby Jack pulls from everywhere. Western twang, boogie, woogie, bounce. Yeah, even some blues bleeding through. It's a mess, but it works. And speaking of glorious messes and mashed up styles, let's spin this next one from the Funk Sisters.
Thank you.
Now that one had it all, funk, soul, R&B, even a dash of techno thrown in like a garnish nobody asked for. I'm definitely gonna have to dig deeper into the Funk Sisters catalog, maybe binge on their stuff, come back with a proper report, assuming I survive. Anyway, moving on. You like mashups, huh? Catalog. You like your jammers blended into a weird smoothie? Well, here's one that mixes swing, electro, and get this, even a little bit of tuneless trumpet. The kind of trumpet that makes you wonder if someone strangled a goose in the studio. Do I know the band name? Nope. The track name? Also nope. All I know is my soul, called producer slash handler. Sheila shoved it in my lap and said, "Hack, play this." So let's see if it melts my ears or yours first. Here we go. We'll be right back. I survived somehow. Must have been the tuneless trumpet.
Or the quaaludes.
All right, folks. Sheila's over there doing her classic knife to the throat mime, which apparently means shut up, Hack. So, I guess that's my cue to wrap it up. If you actually enjoyed this bizarre sampler of Earth music, drop a comment. Who knows? Maybe I'll crank out a part two. Since Sheila keeps burying me under a mountain of random tracks, like she's pulling kickbacks from recording labels, wouldn't surprise me. So let's end the show with a track by the Balkan Beaters called Gypsy Rapture. Enjoy. Or else, GRN will send someone to your house to make sure you do. Anyway, this is Hack reminding you, real, keep it human. And hey, next time you book a vacation to Earth, flash your shiny new knowledge Earth genres at the bar for a discount. Just kidding. They'll still overcharge you.